Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
We've got ourselves in a little bit of a rut. It's not just the O-line, it's just us in general. And I'm going to refer back to what I said. It's not just them. We got to coach better. We got to scheme it better. Got to call it better. Got to execute better. And I know I'm a broken record. And they're a part of that. Everybody's a part of that. Just like we're all part of it when it's really good. A rut's usually small. You know what I'm saying? I mean, then maybe it's a ditch and then maybe it's a canyon. But right now we consider that a rut. You know, we just got to get ourselves. It doesn't take long. I mean, there was a few opportunities come Sunday that would have got you going. What's going to get us going? What's going to be that spark?
I'm honestly not worried about it. I'm just focused on this Sunday. If you probably asked me last year, I probably would honestly tell you that it would be something that would bother me or get to me. But I've grown closer in faith to God, honestly, and I know that he's in control, man. And everything that's going to happen is going to be written. It's already done. All I got to do is go out there and just continue to work day by day and put my best foot forward.
Zach Orr, Ravens defensive coordinator yesterday, beleaguered, under fire.
Mm-hmm.
Ravens defensive coordinator. One of the many comments we're going to hear from him, but he did admit that year ago, he's facing heat. He's probably running hot, hearing levels of criticism for sure.
Yeah, and he says the thing that he's got to do is stay off of social media and everything. But the reason I had Nolan do it back-to-back was because you kind of hear how a pro does it with Todd Monken, where he takes, you know, I got to do a better job this. We got to, you know, we got to coach better. We got to call it better. I got to call it better and all that. Whereas Zach Orr never does any of that, basically, you know. I mean, that when I listened to the interview, Bob, I said, that was awful. That was amateur compared to a pro, you know. And he doesn't know how to handle what he's going through right now. And you know what? And that tells you that he's not ready. He's not ready for this job. That's kind of the way.
Well, he's been on it for over a year. So
yep.
If we're going to go to the, and I'm not disagreeing with you, by the way, if we're going to the, well, he's still young and inexperienced, nah, not really. I mean, he was going through this a year ago.
Oh, badly.
And things stabilized. And after the bye, as we've discussed a bazillion times, they were one of the best defenses in the National Football League. This year, they've been bad pretty much since the third quarter of the Buffalo opener.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just gotten worse and worse as the weeks have progressed. And they can't generate pressure. They're not creating turnovers. Guys who have been in slumps are having monster weeks. And now you're taking on an offense Sunday that is good. Nobody's really struggling. So it's not going to be like somebody's coming out of the doldrums. You're just going to have guys that might level up beyond their already impressive stats. So I'm not buying, if anyone wants to call in at 410-583-1057 and defend him for these comments. And look, I believe in God. We're Catholics.
Yeah, right.
Me and
right,
you.
Yeah. No doubt.
Might not be the greatest Catholics. I violated most of the Ten Commandments. That's out of killing somebody. But we get it. We are all God-fearing people. And if you want to rely on faith, that's up to you. I can't judge or criticize one way or another. But in that setting, it's like you said, Todd Monk, it's like we suck.
Yeah.
Basically. And Zach Orr kind of needs to
take accountability.
Why are things so bad?
Right.
Explain why through 5 weeks things are where they are.
Yeah. Todd's talking about fundamentals and guys not taking the right steps and doing all those things, you know? Yeah, and Zach, and Bob, in one of the clips, he talks about the one thing that I want to do is I want to get the passion back. I mean, come on. You're the Baltimore Ravens. You know, I mean, that's what they're known for is the passion and the toughness. They don't have it. And that comes, to me, a lot of it comes with confidence.
Yeah, and he should generate the passion. He played for the freaking deep end.
Bob, what do they say about that D coordinator from Detroit? You know, he's all, you know, he's the one is like their leader. You know, he gets them going, the D coordinator from Detroit. And they play hard. They play passionate and all that. Same with San Fran, Sala. Same type of thing.
Sure.
You know.
But at some level, too, Vinny, because you coached.
Yeah.
You need to self-motivate.
Hey,
I don't want to be embarrassed out here. I need Zach Gore to put a foot up my ass to get me to play better.
The thing is when your team is struggling, you're teetering on your confidence level. How do I get my guys some confidence? Because right now, they're playing on their heels. You know, that's what they're doing. They're not playing on their toes. They're not playing, you know, excited. No, they're waiting for something bad to happen. That's what they're waiting for right now. And that's the mindset that they have right now. And the same with the offense. I mean, when the offense was rolling last year, they didn't care. You know, hey, anytime, any place, sure, we'll come play. But defensively, it's totally different. And they've got to get that cockiness, arrogance back. And especially defensively, you know, I mean, that's where you got to be the dog, you know. They don't have anybody playing like that right now.
And just go back to last game in particular. Houston marches down the field on their first drive.
Yep.
They were done defensively.
Yes.
They were done. Ravens answered with a field goal, but after that,
they were done.
They couldn't match.
No, because
what Houston was doing.
Then Houston just took it right down, and then you're standing on the side. Well, look at Harbs on the sidelines, you know?
Yeah. I did not see the Denny's menu.
No.
By the way.
No, no.
We had a guy call in earlier this week.
So yeah.
Where's the Denny's menu?
So right now, they're all searching for answers, Bob, because, I mean, just like us, we're saying, how did that happen so fast? You know, that they're this bad. I mean, we talked about it Monday. That's the worst loss I've ever seen the Ravens play defensively. And offensive line and stuff, they were, and it wasn't like, it was like they shut it down, you know? I mean, I've never seen a Ravens team do that. And that's why, Bob, if they give up 30 points in defense, Zach Orr's gone. If I'm a betting man, I'll bet whatever. Zach Orr will be gone.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Featured Artist Friday. We'll break that one out for you. Coming up in a couple of minutes, you want to get in. It looks like a lot of you do. 410-583-1057.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.